Welcome back. So this puts us at number 7 on the council sort of agenda for those following along. Consideration of item 7.1 correspondence from Northumberland County regarding request for municipal nomination to Northumberland Physician Recruitment Advisory Committee. So at this point, would anyone like to move a nominee to join the committee or at this time? By all means, question away.
Since Councillor Barber is already on that, would that make more sense to have nominate you?
I would.
Sorry, sir.
I'm
just throwing it out there.
I'm going to get Mr. Barber to answer whether he'd like to be nominated, obviously, but I understand there's also Mr. Barber still on the current physician recruitment team and it's still debating what they're doing there. So Mr. Barber, if you'd like to go ahead and.
I'll just give you an update. We're down to the final strokes. So we've got to have a dissolution meeting with their existing West Northumberland Physician Recruitment and Retention Board, at which point then the remaining funds will be dispersed one way or the other up to the board to make the decision. But it looks like their funds will be going back to the various municipalities that donated them in the first place. And then this new committee has been formed, and I've been thinking about it. The role of the committee is not. I guess what I'm trying to say is yes. If there's no one else that has an interest in it, I will then sit on it if it pleases this council.
Well, Mr. Barber, having you represent this council always pleases me. But again, it would have to be something that you'd like to, Councilor Mouton, by all means.
Yes, I just have a couple of ideas. I was reading the attached report, which provided quite a bit of information. One of the suggestions is that council seek applications from interested citizens. The reason is we have lots of qualified people, but mainly the mandate of this new committee, advisory committee, extends past this term of council. So it's 2 years. Into 2027. And I think for continuity, yes, of course, the new council could, confirm the person, but that would be my recommendation. And if I may also suggest that we don't know where the meetings will be held and how. And when you're on a committee like this, if the meetings are somewhere else in the county, you could be traveling for 45 minutes or an hour one way to attend a meeting. So an honorarium, it's not mentioned in the report, but an honorarium discussion of compensation for expenses should be part of the budgeting process for this proposed committee. Otherwise, I do support the committee, but it's made of citizen appointments. But the staff and county council members that might be members will already have an avenue to get compensation for their expenses, et cetera, et cetera. So those are just two main points. But the main one is let's put the call out for interested citizens of this community.
Noted. Oh, by all means.
Sorry, I mentioned, I don't know, Mr. Mayor, if you have an answer to this one. But was there any discussion on proportional representation on this committee? Because I see, every municipality is to put forward one name, but there's a couple of municipalities that have quite a bit of population. Was there any discussion?
For sure. So I can speak to two points, Councillor Mouton. First one I'll address will be your compensation. I will definitely be bringing that forward. I think that's a good point. So thank you for making it. I'll bring that forward at the county table when this is brought up. So thank you for bringing that. It's a great idea. Second of all, in terms of proportional representation, we've had a lot of conversations. I think it goes without saying that this decision to sort of centralize physician recruitment has not been an easy one, one without consternation and without a little bit of I'll use the word kerfuffle, in the sense that, here we are changing something. And as we know at this council level, when we change things, there's always a reaction. And so too with the doctor physician recruitment. So I hear your point about the representation. I think what we're also dealing with at the county level, and I can't speak for the whole county, but from my personal interpretation, is that it's about right now sort of learning to trust a little, because we have very large area. We have Trent Hills all the way out to Brighton, all the way out to Port Hope. And this area is very large. And one of the biggest concerns, Councilor Mouton, is that Coburg will inadvertently be pulling the most because of the centralization. Because doctors will naturally want to relocate to the center where all of the sort of commerce is and where all the arts are. And so the concern is not about proportional representation. The actual concern at the county table is how do we ensure that doctors are being pulled to all communities within Northumberland County. And so while I do understand the point of representation, especially Port Hope and Coburg having a majority of the populace, I think we're already going to be pulling disproportionately the doctors into our populace because of the centralization of services in our region. And so I'm not against the idea. I just think that this early in the stage, I think what we should be focused on is the coming together of all the regions and less on necessarily proportional. That's just my personal take on it. But I do see your point to it. I just, from what I've heard and the research I've read at the county level, we're not going to have a problem in Coburg necessarily with this physician recruitment. It's going to be about making sure that there are doctors going out to the Brighton areas and all the way up to the Trent Hill areas. And that's where we really have to make sure that we're pulling for all areas in Northumberland. And I think that's the biggest concern from some of the naysayers against this sort of collaboration. And so I just think that sort of going after proportional representation might add fuel to the fire, so to speak, for those naysayers, and that maybe at this time we keep it as a comprehensive group. I hope that makes sense in my ramblings there. Councillor?
Yes, I hear Councillor Mouton's suggestion and a member from the public. But this time, with Councillor Barber having experience with the physician recruitment, and although it does stretch past the end of our term, if Councillor Barber is agreeable, he could stay on as a municipal representative for the town after his term of council, if he so choose to, or if he did not choose to run again, get reelected, he could still stay on.
Senior support counselor, I guess the question I turn to Councillor Barber, what I heard from you, sir, is that if no one else is interested, that you would take the role. Following that lead, should we put a call out to the public? And if there are no interested parties, then it would fall, or would you be more interested, Councillor Darling, in just simply nominating Councillor Barber at this time and moving forward?
Councillor Brewer nominated Councillor Barber. I would second it if necessary. If Councillor Barber still did.
Well, we got a first and a seconding on the floor. Councillor Barber, the question is, will you accept said nomination?
Yes, I will. But I also want to mention that, as you can see from reading it, that they will only take three councillors. So if the other six municipalities also put forward a council, then someone on the, at the county level is going to have to say, okay, these are the three organizations that are allowed a councillor. That's my reading of it. So I could lose if it went on anyway.
No, I think it's one of seven members, municipalities, and then three, no more than three county councillors. County councillors, yeah.
Okay. It's specifically to ensure that the lower tiers have equal representation to the upper tiers. That's why they're ensuring that there's only three of the councillors at that level. Are going to be displaced by local representation at the lower levels so that the actual lower levels have a majority vote on and quorum. Yeah. Councilor Mouton?
Just a question of clarification. How often would the local municipal council get reports? Did I miss that in the attachment? Or how does it work? How is it proposed to work?
At this point, I don't have that answer in front of me, so I don't think they had I didn't see a reporting schedule back in that. I would assume they would be reporting quarterly to the county, and then it would be dispersed through that as per normal, but I can't assume that because I didn't read that anyway. Oh, and we can always ask that. Sorry, Mr. Larmer always said we can always ask the county of that at any point in time for a report back from the county or at budget time, basically.
And the county be a budget ratio.
So they always do the budget roadshow, so that's a great opportunity when that budget roadshow comes by at the county to ask about this and this doctor recruitment. In terms of actual reporting, we can always put a request. And again, that's something I'll bring up at the county meeting, I believe, tomorrow. And so I can always bring that up to the staff at the county to see that dealt with as well. So I think that's a great question. So Councilor Mouton, you've sent me on two missions tomorrow. So thank you. Any other questions or concerns? I have a mover and a seconder and acceptance. So right now we've got Councillor Barber to join the Northumberland Physician Recruitment Advisory Committee. Any questions or concerns at this time? Seeing none, all in favor? So moved. Congratulations, Councilor Barber.